Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1612. Exercise sucks. Here's what to do about it. Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. For a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, today's episode is part 2 of a longer post. If you missed part 1, then I recommend going back and listening to part 1 first. That's episode 1611. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and get to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Exercise sucks. Here's what to do about it. Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. You don't have to prove anything to anybody but yourself. When I ran cross country my freshman year of high school, I hated every day of practice. But I had friends on the team, and I told myself I was a quitter if I stopped. I made it through the fall season. Barely. As I trained for the upcoming season during the next summer, I refused to let myself get beat by stopping running, even though I hated it. Finally, after a month of increasing misery went by, I accepted my training preferences and decided that putting myself through another 4 months of torture to prove a point to nobody that I could do something I hated was the dumbest idea I ever had. Well, second dumbest. I once thought it was a good idea to cast a fishing rod a few weeks after breaking my collarbone. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. So when I stopped running, I decided to try something else. I got a gym membership. And that gym membership changed my life and started me down a path that led me to nerd fitness. Find your fitness. Today, I'm giving you permission to make some changes. If you don't like exercise, it doesn't make you a bad person. If you don't like to run, it doesn't mean you are a quitter or doomed to stay overweight. If you've gone to a boot camp and it kicked your butt and you hated it, it doesn't mean you're weak. If you have gone to a gym and you hated lifting weights, you never have to pick up another weight again in your life. Instead, I want you to find the type of fitness that brings you to life. If you haven't done that yet, you haven't looked enough places. So, look more places. Have you tried parkour? What about rock climbing, swing dancing, yoga, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, geocaching, LARPing, kung fu, powerlifting, running? These are all awesome forms of exercise and will get you to a pretty solid baseline of health. After all, how you eat will determine 80 to 90% of your physique. If you're trying to look a certain way or build certain skills, then yes, you will need to train and eat a certain way. For the rest of us muggles just trying to lose some weight, get in better shape, or look a little better, eating healthy and doing a fun form of fitness a few times a week, along with some walks, will actually get you most of the way there. Don't worry about getting your heart rate into the fat burning zone, which is nonsense. Don't worry about metabolic conditioning or workouts of the day or mile splits. Don't feel bad if doing squats and deadlifts aren't your thing and you'd rather be outside in nature, or that using an elliptical makes you want to cry out of boredom. Instead, do the thing that actually brings you joy and gets you moving. That is what exercise is. For me, it's gymnastic rings and powerlifting. In fact, the rest of Team Nerd Fitness is quite varied. For Stacy, it's powerlifting and yoga. For Jim, it's Olympic lifting and gymnastics. For Baker, it's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. For Alec, it's ultimate frisbee and CrossFit. For Margaret, it's rowing. For Daryl, it's martial arts. For Taylor, it's lifting and bodyweight training. For Noel, it's the Nerd Fitness Academy workouts. Despite that list being quite all over the place, it's all tied together by one principle. We exercise in a certain way because we enjoy it. This is why you can create a free character on Nerd Fitness with a focus in whatever reaches out to you. We also all know that some basic strength training, even if it's not our main focal point, makes us safer and better at the other activities we choose to do. So we all mix in a bit of that with our fitness routines too. It's why principle number one of Nerd Fitness is to train in a way that you enjoy. This will allow you to stay excited and motivated about moving. If you force yourself to do things you hate all the time, you'll give up the second you reach an obstacle. This is built into every element of Nerd Fitness, and we can help you find the path towards the life you want to live. It starts with the foundation of fun and the right attitude towards strength. Stop today, start today. I want you to have an honest conversation with yourself right now. 1, if you are brand new to fitness, remove any preconceived notions you have about how you're supposed to train. There's no perfect way to train, but I'll tell you, there is a wrong way: forcing yourself to do something you despise because you think you have to. And 2, if you're already on your fitness journey, is there something you force yourself to do because you've always done it or because you think you have to keep doing it? If you're doing it to reach a specific goal, good for you. But if not, and it just so happens to be what you think exercise is, can you stop that thing? Think of it this way. What's one thing with regard to fitness that you've been forcing yourself to do? Or what's the mental image you have of fitness that has kept you from starting? And what's one new thing you're going to try? Or what's an enjoyable form of exercise you're going to do more of? If you're lost and don't have any money or time to try new things, do this instead. Load up an audiobook or your favorite podcast, put on a pair of shoes, and go for a walk. We all have to start somewhere, so we might as well enjoy it from the first day too. This will help you actually build the habit of doing the activity rather than doing something because you think you have to. Once you're ready to set some elite performance or physique goals, we can talk about sacrifice and doing things for reasons other than pure enjoyment. But until then, have fun. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, "Exercise Sucks. Here's What to Do About It," by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Believe it or not, I was in the exercise sucks category for most of my life. I played soccer and baseball when I was younger, but I realized I hated those things. I tried tennis in high school, didn't like it. My parents bought a treadmill at one point and I used to walk and jog on it. There was a point where I was so out of shape, I couldn't jog for more than a quarter mile at a time without having to stop. So I wasn't really a big fan of that. And then I got into swimming and I learned I loved swimming laps. Weird. Never would have thought so. I kind of took to it really quickly, but then I got bored with that. And then I moved on to something else. And much like Steve, I finally made my way into a gym and thought, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. And so it's okay to try new things. Like I said before, when I get asked the question, look, just give me a workout routine that works and I'll do it, my response is all workouts work. All routines work. But as Steve mentioned, look, if you have specific physique goals or you want to be an elite athlete, well, that's going to require a different form of training. But if you just want your heart to be healthy, you just want to sleep better, maybe lose a little bit of weight or not gain any more weight, then you don't have to do things that you hate. Consistency is key. And the way to stay consistent is to like it. You have to sort of enjoy it. Otherwise, you're going to find every excuse in the book to not have to do it. And I also agree with Steve when he said, if you don't like anything, well, that just means you haven't tried enough things yet. I promise there is a movement out there that you enjoy. You just haven't found it yet. All right. Thank you for listening. I thank you in advance for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.